Hello and welcome to the Home for Anime. I am your host, GPC, Great Podcaster Callie. And you may or may not know this, but before I set out on my journey to become the greatest podcaster in America, I actually started out as a film critic. And as a film critic, I attended film festivals typically around my state, but I've branched out to the rest of the U.S., slowly but surely, and beyond. And my personal favorite film fest to go to is the Fantasia Film Fest. So, similar to what I did last year, I'm going to give my pregame, so the movies that I'm really excited about. Last year, because I did it digitally, none of them were available to me, unfortunately. So I'm hoping that this year will be different, but we will see. So, to start it all off, my very first pick that I am very excited to see on my little computer is Chainsaws Were Singing. And the premise of this movie is a chainsaw-wielding killer with a thirst for blood and a song in his heart wreaks havoc on the Estonian countryside in this zany horror musical comedy. Now, this is a bit more gory and scary than something that I'm used to, but even though zombies are my number one irrational fear, I sincerely enjoyed Anna and the Apocalypse, so this is definitely something that I could see myself writing about in the future, so I'm just pretty excited about that. The next one on my list is Frankie Frico, in which an attempt to look cool, quote-unquote, puts one square man in a heap of trouble with interdimensional freakos. Honestly, I'm going off of description alone. I haven't looked at any of these trailers. I'm just looking for things that look like they'll be really just batcrap insanely fun or funny. And this just fits the bill. Just looking at this one still photo, it looks like it's going to either have really good use of practical effects or really good use of CG. Either way, I'm very excited. I'm also really excited for Ghost Cat Anzu, which G-Kids actually has licensed. So hopefully that'll be coming to theaters this year or next year. But if I get a chance to see it at this film festival, then I will be covering it, most definitely. And it's really cool because it's a rotoscoped and 2D animation. And the description is, Karin's been left in the case of Anzu, a good-natured lout who happens to be an immortal ghost cat, a sympathetic slacker vacation on an anime staple, the supernatural summertime coming of age. And it also really makes me excited because I love it when countries work together on productions, and this one is Japan and France, so I'm hyped. That seems like it'll be a really good mix of things. Another one I'm really excited about is Infinite Summer, and it says here that it's about how summer takes a bizarre turn for Mia, Grete, and Sara after a mindfulness app alters their body chemistry in the mind-bending new film from the maker of Jesus Shows You the Way to the Highway. I don't know what any of that means, but it kind of reminds me of Belle a little bit, but also not really. And you know what? I'm just here for it. It looks like fun. Now, I'm sure you're all familiar with the page Shin Vibes. Well, Shin Vibes is the one who introduced me to the Monogatari series. And by that, I mean I've only watched Baki Monogatari. And Shaft has just been going on and on with Monogatari for several years. And it looks like they're back with Kizu Monogatari, Koyomi Vamp. So it says here, an elusive trio of anime films resurrected as a single feature, an avant-garde neo-gothic nightmare spattered with splashes of teen sex farce, dynamic battle scenes, and copious quantities of blood. So, basically, Monogatari. It's just more Monogatari, but newer and prettier from this still that I'm looking at right now. So, yeah, that's definitely going on the list. One thing that's really cool about Fantasia Fest is that they do a mix of old and new films, and one old film that they have is Love and Pop, which came out in 1998 and is actually directed by Hideaki Anno. Yes, that Anno. And it says here, experience mid-90s Tokyo anew in this avant-garde digital masterpiece from a young Hideaki Anno, exploring the world of high school girls and Enjo Kosai, compensated dating. So really, Anno alone sells me on this, but I'd love to see mid-90s Tokyo on film, because obviously being stuck in the realm of animation does not always do me the best in terms of education on other cultures. But I do love animation. That will always stay. Now, does anyone remember Mononoke? Not Princess Mononoke, but Mononoke being the spiritual successor of Ayakashi Samurai Horror Tales. Well, Mononoke was such a hit that I guess they decided to go ahead and make a movie. So they have Mononoke the movie, Phantom in the Rain. And it says here, the cult classic anime series returns as a visually exquisite feature film, delivering hallucinatory supernatural thrills in Edo-era Japan with pop art panache, playful anachronism, and percussive pacing. That's a lot of P's. But I really like the way Mononoke looks, so I'd love to see more of it. There's also this movie called Oddity, which is about a blind medium who uncovers the truth behind her sister's death with the help of a frightening wooden mannequin. It says it's one of the scariest and most imaginative films you'll see anywhere this year, and I'm hoping that it delivers on that promise, because that sounds pretty cool. There's also Out of the Shadow, which is coming from Hong Kong. It says here, Karate Girl Chupo is out fighting injustice in Hong Kong until her family's past causes new complications. A potent mix of martial arts, humor, drama, and sweetness from the director of Time, which was featured in Fantasia Fest 2021. So I like Kung Fu. I like karate. And this still looks really cute. I really like how this is framed. So I'm hoping that between the coloring and filters that they use, and just, it looks great. Plus her outfit's really cute. Next up on my list, coming from Guatemala, is Rita. And it says here, evocative of early Del Toro, Rita brilliantly fuses notes of mythical fantasy, themes of childhood innocence, and female solidarity, based on a harrowing real-life event at a Guatemalan orphanage. So, looks intense. Again, this still is just incredible, and I would love to get more into Guatemalan films. And then there's also Penalty Loop, which comes from Shinji Araki. It says here, two men are caught in a deadly time loop in this black comedy thriller full of stunning twists and turns and brilliant ideas that border on the fantastic, which seems fitting for Fantasia Fest. There's a really cute-looking movie called Sunburnt Unicorn. And it says, lost in the sun-scorched desert, teenager Frankie encounters its usual inhabitants as he seeks his missing father. An unconventional animated fantasy for young folks full of wonder and dread. I mean, hey, dread, you know. And then we have what seems to be a nice slice-of-life movie with Swimming in a Sand Pool, which it says here, under a hot July sun, four teenage girls goof off and have intimate conversations while cleaning sand from the bottom of an outdoor swimming pool. You gotta appreciate something simple, something chill. Now, there's a film from 1971 from Canada called Tiki Tiki that says, combining pop psychedelic animations with pre-purposed footage from a Soviet children's fantasy film, this strange and hilarious hybrid production is a genuine lost gem of Canadian filmmaking. I'm here for it. And while I was making this list of movies that I was excited to see, one of them struck my eyes so hard that I actually had to do a little bit more research on it. And that's just because of how beautiful it looks. So, Shenjie from China has directed The Umbrella Fairy. And it says here, one piece of jade, two magical objects, two missions, an uncertain future. Will they follow the will of their owners or their hearts? A brand new top-tier work of Chinese animation. And it's definitely top-tier. It looks beautiful. Just, China is just winning with their animation here lately. So I'm very excited to see that. And then there are just some short films, some of which are programs. I'm not sure if I'll have access to these, but one is Anime no Bento 2024, which is a showcase of widely varied and innovative short works by Japanese animators, some well established, some taking their first steps forward, demonstrating the incredible possibilities anime can offer. And then the last one that just really had my interest piqued was 98%. Which is a short film, so I'm hoping that I get access to this one. And it says here, Zheng Min helps run 98%, a fundraising company that aims to help the disabled by collecting money from online broadcasting. However, instead of giving it to the people who need it most, he keeps it for himself and viciously mistreats them. When the beautiful and deaf Yun He, hope I pronounced that right, my apologies, becomes involved, resistance against Zheng Min's oppressive control begins. Byun Chang-woo's 98% is an intense and unsettling shocker that demands your attention in its battle against prejudice. Absolutely unhinged. So that's it for me. I'm really hoping to be able to review some bangers and get those out to you to let you know what I think. So thank you, Fantasia Fest, for letting me back in for another year. And yeah. Look forward to it.